It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 6:41. Time for your Hollywood report. This makes me so sad. The widow of Kobe Bryant going to court against her mom. Her mom's name is Sophia. She filed a lawsuit to force Vanessa Bryant to financially support her. Vanessa's mother says she's owed it because Kobe pledged to look after her for the rest of her life. And even though she volunteered to be a nanny to her grandchildren, basically, for free, she now wants back pay, 12-hour days for 18 years.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
It breaks my heart. Ellen DeGeneres recovering from COVID. Meanwhile, one of her previous guests now says he is in quarantine away from his pregnant wife and their 3-year-old toddler because of it. Leslie Odom Jr. was on the Ellen show just 24 hours before she tested positive. He says he's not taking any chances.
Yeah, good thing.
And Tom Cruise has had enough on the Mission Impossible set. He's shutting it down. He's shutting it down early after his leaked rage, we played it for you yesterday, over crew members not following COVID-19 protocol. Tom decided he's ready for a break. They're going to wind up filming today, and then he will fly to Dubai. There's two different reports. He's jumping on a private jet, and he's either flying to Dubai or Miami.
Okay, two different places.
You think? Two different areas of the entire world to spend the holidays with his son, Connor. After that latest rant I played you yesterday, 5 crew members quit.
Really?
5 walked off the set. You can see more on all of these stories. Kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss957, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Getting ready for second date update. If you go on a first date, and it's so hard to date, this whole last year has been a nightmare if you're single and dating.
Really has.
But if you go on a great first date and you make a connection, but you never hear from them again, and you're left wondering, what the hell? I want a second date. Why am I getting ghosted? You call us. Jessie in Plainville is on the phone. It happened to her. Good morning, Jessie.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to Second Date Update.
Thanks for having me.
I'm hoping we can make a love connection. You never know. But before we call your date, you need to tell us about this fantastic first date.
So we had an incredible time. I met this girl, Kelsey, at the dog park. We both have dogs, so that was
a common interest. Did you say you met a girl named Kelsey?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just writing this down for my own.
All right. Just stop, Walmart. So, Jesse, you met Kelsey at a dog park. That's interesting because that's a great place. I never thought of it. The dog parks are not closed. That is a great place to meet somebody. Okay. So, Jesse, you meet Kelsey at the dog park. She's obviously got a dog with her too.
Yeah. Okay. Our dogs got along amazing. Okay. Then we took our dogs home and then we met up for a cocktail and we talked for 2 or more hours. It was, you know, such a long time. We had a great connection. I can't wait for a second date. And so I texted her and I haven't gotten a response. So.
Okay. All right. So Jesse, you guys end up going out for cocktails. You have a great time. You have a connection. You sent her after the date a text asking for a second date and she's not responded yet?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything from her.
Okay. So conversation was good. Obviously a lot in common. You both have dogs. Were you attracted to Kelsey too?
Oh, she's gorgeous. Like girl of my dreams.
All right.
Just stunning.
Jesse, I'm going to make this happen. This is what we're going to do. We're going to call Kelsey. If you're ready to find out why she hasn't responded to your request for a second date, I'm ready to call her and I'm just going to ask her to be honest.
That sounds great.
Two lovely ladies.
And by the way, a dog park, what a great place to meet somebody. The dog parks are open. Dogs can play. You can socially distance. You can wear your mask.
Hello?
Hello, is Kelsey there?
Yes, this is her.
Oh, hi, Kelsey. It's Courtney.
And Walmart Jeff.
And we're calling from Kiss 95.7. You are on the radio.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much. How are you?
We're doing good.
Doing all right.
All right. Well, listen, Kelsey, first of all, welcome to the show. You are on. You're on something called Second Date Update, and the sound of your voice, you might know what Second Date Update is. Do you know what our feature Second Date Update is?
Yes, okay. I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, basically, I'll just refresh everybody else's memory. If you go on a great first date, you make a connection, it's awesome, but you never hear from that person again, you want to know why. And so you're on it this morning, Kelsey. I want you just to be honest, and I'm going to tell you, Jessie called us. She told us you guys met at the dog park. Oh. She said your dogs got along, you guys went out for cocktails, and it was the best date ever. Okay, so
it
you
was
tell me
the
about
best date ever.
All right, so what? So you thought it was a good date too?
I love that date. It was for me. It's really important to have a connection, and me and her had it like throughout the whole time. So okay. Yeah.
And you felt attracted to her?
Yes. Yes. Even okay. Our dogs were attracted to each other.
All right. Well, then, Kelsey.
Nice.
Jessie is on the line. She told us she texted you for a second date and you've not responded. Do you want to tell her why?
No, I responded.
Jessie, are you there, Jessie?
Yeah.
All right, Kelsey, you said you responded.
Hey. I responded to you. What do you mean? I texted you back.
No, I never got anything. I mean, hold on,
Oh, my God. I never pressed send. Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. I'm so sorry.
Wait, you never hit send, Kelsey?
No, I'm looking at it now. I'm so sorry, Jessie. I meant to press, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, forgot to press send.
Okay.
But I would love to go on another date with you.
All right.
Amazing.
I love it. So that means Jessie and Kelsey, you guys are going to go on a second date?
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited. I have the chills. Here's the deal. I'm going to pick up the tab for the second date. So wherever you guys want to go or find something to do, I mean, maybe you just want to play with the dogs at the dog park.
Go for a walk.
That's good for me. But whatever you guys want to do, we're going to pick up the tab.
That's awesome.
So
thanks, guys.
Oh, my God. You guys, Kelsey and Jessie, thank you so much for calling us. I love it when it ends like this. Thank you both for being honest and being on Second Date Update.
Thank you.
All of the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. 6:51. Time for good news. Every weekday morning, we start our morning off with good news. And if you've got good news to share, maybe you had an enjoyable snow day yesterday, call us 860-247-9570. I've got good news if your man has facial hair or if you've got facial hair. According to a new study, salesmen with epic beards are better at their jobs than guys who don't have beards. In fact, researchers say that men with beards are perceived as more knowledgeable than guys who are clean-shaven or have stubble, a mustache, or a goatee. You need to have an epic beard.
I have an epic beard.
You know what you do because it can. You know what, Walmart Jeff?
Come on, let's hear it.
Well, no, because that's on your neck. Is that considered a beard if it's on your neck?
Yeah.
I feel like a beard is on the face.
Well, no, I have a beard on my face too.
I know, but I'm not sure what's down here. It's more furry on your neck than your chin.
All right.
You know who's got an epic beard?
Who's that?
Santa.
Oh, yeah.
That's an epic beard.
Yeah, and if he was telling me something, I would believe him no matter what.
Exactly. Yeah. That is my good news. What's your good news, Walmart Jeff?
Hey, my good news is if you like drinking beer and you like dogs,
no.
Budweiser is going to put your dog on a can of their beer.
Oh, yes. I love Budweiser.
Yeah, they have a special promotion. They have a special promotion going on right now.
Okay.
All you have to do is tweet a photo of your pup to Budweiser using the hashtag Pupweiser. And your dog may be on one of their beer cans.
Oh, my God. I love it. I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Is it bad that I don't like? Well, no. I take that back. I love Budweiser.
You love Budweiser.
Hey, if you've got good news, we'd love to hear it. Share it with us. 860-247-9570. All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It's almost time for the Stun Gun Pop Quiz with my mother, Gail.
I hate this time.
You know what? Do you want to zap me? Like, I don't, it doesn't hurt me as much as it hurts you for some reason.
I have sensitive skin, Courtney.
Yeah. He actually does. I've got a stun gun and it's charged up. My mother has to answer questions about our show. If she gets them wrong, then I get to zap Walmart Jeff in the forearm or forehead or wherever there's exposed skin.
Stick to the arm.
And it's on a 6-foot pole, by the way, which is hysterical because I have
socially distant.
Yes. I have to stay 6 feet away when I shock you. That's who my mother is up to. Probably out shoveling.
Morning, Kiss.
Mother!
Yes, daughter.
How are you?
I'm all right. Oh. How are you?
Okay. Very active there this morning.
What do you got, a steak in your hand or something?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The dog's...
No, she's just barking at the window. Out the window.
All right. Okay, Mom, are you ready for the stun gun pop quiz?
I am.
And do
I'm trying to close the dog's mouth. All right.
Okay. Well, if you're going to hold your dog's mouth shut, make sure she can breathe through her nose.
No, I'm going in the other room.
All right. Stun gun pop quiz with my mother, Gail. Tell me when you're ready, when you're in the back room with the door shut.
I am ready.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. What did Walmart Jeff buy his wife for Christmas?
A pasta maker.
Yes.
Nice.
I hope she loves it.
Well, she doesn't like pasta, so she probably won't like the gift.
Guess what? I agree with that.
Okay.
All right. I wouldn't want one either.
I know, but Walmart likes pasta, and he's hoping she'll make him some.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. All right.
All right.
Well, that's a gift for you.
And I take it Dad's not helping you today?
I think he's in the shower.
Okay. Well, we'll just leave him there, okay?
Yes.
All right. Question number two. What's one pharmacy gift I said I would love?
Oh, my God.
Just think about it. Walmart Jeff did a story on gifts, horrible gifts to give people this year, and they were all from pharmacies. Like, think of something at a pharmacy that you think I would like. I bet it's on the list.
Ugh. I know it. Your father wants to give your brother from a pharmacy.
That has nothing to do with the question.
All right.
It's probably some sort of low cream, antibiotics.
How about...
Think of
the new Olay 24 retinol cream thing, face.
Like a face cream.
Yeah.
Like a wrinkle cream. No.
Missed that one up.
You know what was on the list? Candles,
what?
Snacks.
Body lotion, gift sets.
Yeah. Oh, with that.
No,
yeah.
I mean, you already zapped me.
I already
doesn't
zapped
matter.
You. But yeah, I like gifts from pharmacies, Mom.
You do?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? If you can use it, it's perfect.
All right. And finally, Stun Gun Pop Quiz with my mother, Gail. Who did Gwen and Glastonbury's husband give flowers to on War of the Roses this week?
Oh, my God. I just heard that, too. Let me think.
Gwen's husband and Glastonbury. I was shocked. I was shocked that he sent flowers to the
Yes. The babysitter.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes.
Nice.
It came back flooding to me.
Wow,
yes.
Mom, good memory.
Well, I thought that was weird.
A little strange. All right, Mom. Well, thank you for playing. You did a fairly good job. 2 out of 3 today.
I didn't do badly.
No, you
did good.
You didn't do bad at all. All right. Well, I hope you enjoy your day. Stay warm.
I will. And Jeff,
yes.
Rethink the pasta maker. Rethink it.
Okay.
What do you think he should get his wife for Christmas?
Something she wants.
So another man that makes money and is good and in shape?
Why not?
Okay.
No. You know what I mean.
All right, Mom. I love you.
I love you guys.
Love that song. Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, Holy, all the hits. Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. 7:25, partly sunny today. Temps in the 30s. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
So,
can I just remind everybody real quick, if you're just tuning in, we call Walmart Jeff, because believe it or not, before he was a radio legend.
Yeah, legend.
Award-winning radio personality.
That's right.
He worked at the Walmart store in East Windsor stocking the shelves.
Yeah, what up to my peeps?
Okay.
Especially in the pharmacy. That's where I came from.
Okay.
So the gift that keeps on giving Courtney, and I wish it wouldn't, Zoom is lifting its 40-minute meeting limit time so people can celebrate the holidays with family and friends over Zoom.
Okay, can I just say I love that?
Oh,
and I love
God.
I love what they're doing, but I can't get on the Zoom bandwagon because I just can't with your IDs and your passcodes and the hosts and the invites. Like, can't you just FaceTime? Just hit FaceTime. You can FaceTime like 10 people at a time. FaceTime. Or Facebook Messenger works for me.
Well, unfortunately, not everyone has Facebook and not everyone has FaceTime. If you have somebody that has like a Samsung, whatever, Galaxy, whatever, you can't FaceTime with them.
Well, the Zoom just, I don't know why I can't.
I don't know. But I get so turned off when we have our Zoom meetings and stuff like that. I'm like, this is a complete waste of time.
We had a company party last night. We
it
had
was
our
horrible.
It wasn't horrible.
It was, well, I mean, you were drunk.
I was.
And everyone could tell.
No, they couldn't. Stop that. I wasn't drunk.
You were very chatty, and usually you're quiet during our
meetings.
Well,
I thought my microphone was off. My microphone was on. Another reason I don't like the whole Zoom thing.
Yeah. Anyway, Zoom will be lifting their 40-minute meeting limit December 23rd through December 26th.
Yeah, okay.
And then again on New Year's Eve, they're actually going to do it December 30th right up until January 2nd.
I like that. If you are into Zoom and you can't see your family this year, you know, you can spend time with them and you don't have a time limit like, whoop, we're going to get kicked off Zoom.
Yeah, Zoom is the reason I got rid of the internet at my house. So when people like, hey, Walmart, can you jump on the Zoom meeting? No, I can't. I don't have internet at my house. Sorry.
Well, a lot of kids need internet and they need it right now because of homeschooling. And, you know, because of the storm yesterday, there's a lot of schools that are homeschooling today. There are schools that are just closed. You can get the latest closings and delays. It's our Big Y Storm Center powered by WTNH. You can find it at kiss957.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.